I'd make a home and listen to it again.
Yeah, I think that was episode 4 or 5. I'm not sure.
It was
might have been 6.
Episode Kick-Ass is what it was.
Episode 10 of the WP Candy WordPress podcast. I am Ryan Immel.
Forgot to say it's official.
The official?
This isn't official.
The official podcast of WPCandy.com.
Official.
Joined with 1, 2, 3, 4 co-hosts. Justin Vela. That's Justin Vela.
It's Justin Vela.
The religious Bob.
I was very asked if you were religious Bob, yeah. No. I mean, you were confessional.
Justin Vela of Guru. How are you, Justin?
I'm good. How are you, Ryan?
I'm good. That was fun.
I've asked Eric.
Every single week, I've asked Ryan. How are you doing?
That's good. This is the only time we speak, so that's helpful.
Right. Only time we see each other.
Also, Arish. Arish?
Arish.
Arish. Arish Lack.
I'm from Dubai.
Eric Lash of Guru. Hi, Eric.
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
You have an impressive beard going on right now.
It's No Shave November.
Yeah, I've heard of, you know, I've heard of that before, but I've never, and I'm so far into it that I'm almost intrigued that I need to just follow through.
Keep going.
I feel like you're in No Shave 2010 or something.
We should do that someday.
Also with Ray and Justin of Guild Press. Hi, hello. Ray and Justin. You are now one intro.
How are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
I'm good also. I'm the same as I was about 25 seconds ago.
I just wanted to change. Why did you have to look at my face?
Now I'm terrible. Oh. Justin and Ray of Guild Press. HQ.com. How's Guild Press doing?
It's alive.
Actually, it's doing better than alive. We used our extra hour the other night for daylight saving time to bring our servers down and optimize them. So much better now. Actually, a lot better. Probably, I think we are running, percentage-wise, I think we increase our performance like 20%.
Nice.
Damn.
Yeah. It was a productive hour, and it was done literally in 1 hour.
Pretty much.
That's awesome.
It's good when nice things can happen that quickly.
It usually doesn't work that way, but
it did. Really great for us.
Well, good job, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
We'll have to get some fake cheering.
Yeah. I think that's appropriate.
Well, they
big mix.
But it would just be Lash cheering, and then you like repeat it over and over.
A bunch of tracks of him in different voices cheering. Yeah, I like that.
I like that a lot.
That's a good idea. Oh, all right, I want to jump straight into the news, WordPress news this week.
Good news, everyone!
News team, assemble!
Wishing he'd come by and bring me some good news.
Yep, let's do it.
Yeah.
Done.
The news, that is.
The,
well, yeah.
There's a few things that happened this week. One, that I think it's kind of interesting, a plugin that we covered just this last week. It's actually a plugin slash service called Highlighter that is starting out as a WordPress plugin. Actually, I think, Vela, did you cover that?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about it.
That's a tremendous article.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful news-making
piece.
Well
written. Highlighter is an awesome new plugin that, like, it lets you select, like, text within a blog and you comment directly on, like, the phrase that you want to, or the word that you want to, or just the image that you want to. So you can basically start conversations anywhere on the page. It works with Akismet, so there's not going to be spam all over the place. I thought that
right,
was...
Right, it integrates well with WordPress.
Yeah.
I remember a service, I think it was called, like, TiesMe or something. It was actually Indiana-based that did that.
Really?
But I think one of the reasons they failed is because they didn't have plugins to make it easy to do it.
But you had to install a toolbar.
You had to install a toolbar, and it was just like, ugh.
Terrible.
You don't want to do that. So this is cool. This is right there on your site.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool that they, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how they say they want to branch out beyond just a plug-in to being something that aggregates comments in general across the web, which kind of makes it sound like a Discus or a Intense Debate kind of idea. It's like, I don't know.
No, let's not push it.
Um, I mean, what do you guys think about? I'm always hesitant to try out things that change normal behavior, like of selecting and copying text. And I feel like this kind of plays with that line a little bit. Like, I mean, and the ones that I think of, like WordPress.com sites are terrible about this, I think. Like, you hover over links, mm-hmm. and it, like, does the pop-up preview thing.
Yeah.
It's just awful. same thing, yeah.
Like, a lot of advertising companies do that, you know?
Or, right.
You
know, well, the double underline.
Yeah, the one thing that really pisses me off is when you copy and paste text off a site, and then it, like, this just happened to me just 2 days ago. Like, there's a piece of code. I was like, that's awesome. That's a great resource. So I copied and pasted it out.
Yeah.
Paste it in a notepad. And what happens? It adds a footer at the bottom that's like, blah, 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 you got this from blah, 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 XYZ. And I'm like, right. Wow, if I would have just pasted that right into my code, not even thinking about it, I mean, like, it would have fucked up my whole site.
It adds site, yeah. I forget what, it's some kind of JavaScript thing that does it. Like, it adds basically citation to the end of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, this
is
be
far
annoying.
Less hostile than that.
Well, yeah, but it's still, I don't know.
Because I would say anything, like, if you're copying something and what you paste isn't what you copied, like, that's hostile to the user. That's
I think
not
it is.
What,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
This is not hostile. I just, I kind of feel like you do. It's really cool, but I don't know that, like, it could be just too confusing to people.
It's definitely a, I don't know. It's something you want to be very careful. It works throughout their site, so you can kind of get an idea of what it does.
Now, does it have a pop-up, or does it just strictly highlight?
Well, you can still highlight and copy the same as you would.
Right.
But once you do, you kind of get this, so you can comment, which I like the idea.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
I like that you can take it directly to Twitter or Facebook.
Right,
or,
yeah, share quotes and
is
stuff
the stuff
like
that's
that.
Highlighted stuff that has been commented on?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so then you have to click comment. I kind of want to see what a comment looks like there.
So we're looking at...
probably says first.
It probably does.
Every single word. Highlight, comment, first.
Oh, you know what? I could see that happening.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not already.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is the about us page on highlighter.com, which is an impressive domain to get just
it
in
is.
The first place. But so they have a line here that's highlighted sort of in yellow, it has never been this easy for publishers and readers to engage in conversations on blogs. With four comments, it appears in a pop-up.
But it is cool. In the post itself, didn't you write? I mean, one of their biggest things was over a word, you know, and you could play off that.
It is.
In
it is
different
cool.
ways, you know. Someone.
It's an interesting idea. Well, and like you said, it's a good implementation because it's a plugin that you can easily add in.
Right.
At the same time, you know, depending on how it works, you know, it's always a double-edged sword. Like, it's good when things like this are easy to implement because that's always a good thing. But then again, if everybody starts doing it, you know, I mean, it's not going to be appropriate in every single case.
And I am telling all WP Candy listeners right now, please go to the Highlighter website and highlight every word and comment first.
First, not everything.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
What I thought was pretty cool about like the article is that Molyneux was responding to people himself. One of the people was responding to people's comments, which I thought
that's
surprised me. That he was writing not just quick answers, like in-depth responses to what people were saying.
Right. It's probably worth because I commented on the thing when it went up on our site, just kind of saying exactly what I said here that you know. I would have, you know, we tried out on the site, but all it takes is a couple people saying, oh, this is annoying to make me want to question, you know, whether it's actually useful. And his thought, what he said was, our thought was actually that people have been interacting with content via highlighting, marking up a page, and then sharing since grade school. We just want to bring that ability to all forms of content. We'll soon integrate with WordPress comments to make the experience more seamless, as well as rolling out to other platforms, types of content, he puts in parentheses, PDFs, and devices like the iPad.
I was just about to say that would be really cool on the iPad with your textbook.
Yeah, that would be
especially if,
very practical.
Especially if, like, you know, you have your textbook on your iPad or your Note or whatever it is you get.
Right.
And then, you know, you could share your annotations, basically, with other people. Right. Like, that would be pretty cool.
They could find a way to make that, you know, more practical in the academic realm where you submit digital copies and you just have that. I mean, how much time does it take
for you to sit there? It already kind of happens with Kindle books, like when you notate, like if, as you're reading, you can kind of see what other people have said about.
It's true.
Which I'm not sure exactly how.
But no, that makes sense.
If you can.
Yeah. But I mean, they already have the underlying technology here.
Mm-hmm. Anything like that, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be huge. To branch it out into PDFs would be pretty crazy. But yeah, cool idea.
It is cool.
And the easiest place to try that out is highlighter.com, because we haven't yet turned it on our site, because we're not sold on it yet. We like to be cautious.
Cautious. Don't want to ruin it.
We don't want to break it. I just want you to go say first on every single word.
that's the true test of the system. You can't know if it's going to work until it can withstand trolls first. Saying first.
If you can withstand trolls, then you've got yourself excellent system.
You have a service. What else? We've had a couple of books available related to WordPress this week, or at least available for pre-order. One is the WordPress All-in-One book, which is a collaborative book, if I remember right. Number of authors.
Five.
Yeah, like everybody.
Lisa, Saban, Wilson.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. The WordPress All-in-One for Dummies.
Who?
There's another author that I had recognized in there.
Yeah, the WordPress All-in-One for Dummies is sort of, I guess it was started probably by Lisa Saban Wilson after her WordPress for Dummies book, except this one is, she's an author, Andrea Rennick is, Kevin Palmer, Michael Torbert, Corey Miller.
Rennick's in there, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think that's the complete list. That's everybody that's listed
in the tweet.
Announcement tweet.
Yeah.
So that should be cool. That's available for pre-order. There's also, now I'm on the highlighter side again. And there's also another book announced by the co-written in part by the founder of Luthemes, Adi Pinar?
Don't worry about it. I'm sure we're saying it wrong.
Probably. I hope so. I mean, that's the best I can do. That they're doing a book called Designing Emotion, which is only peripherally related to WordPress, but they are WordPress people. Sorry, Adi and John Nolan, who's on the WordPress UI team.
Yeah. Sounds like an interesting book.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, best book I've read in the last decade is No Quick Fix.
I haven't read it, but I've heard that it is a great, great piece of writing material.
So now we've got to back up and explain this. So WP Candy is a guru project. That's our business, and one of the thing that we completed right before WP Candy was a book that we published with a fitness professional, I suppose you call him, on losing weight and getting fit in sort of a correct way, or at least a reasonable way. And it's called No Quick Fix.
Normal average person.
Right, yeah.
It's not in your face or over the top. Or
it's no P90X yelling at you.
Right, but yet you can achieve the same results in your own mellow fashion, I suppose.
I like it.
But no, yeah, the book, from what I read on this post here, it sounds interesting. Intriguing people, great authors, not only in the Designing Emotion, but WordPress for Dummies. It's definitely something I need to read.
Yeah, we need to get a couple copies of WordPress for Dummies to keep them in the office.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a pretty solid group of people writing it. I went to Lisa's blog I think it was like probably from 2 or 3 months ago when she first announced that she was doing it, but it sounded like what's going on there. They're really excited about it, so I'm sure it'll be useful for all of us. And it kind of, like, their goal for this was to make it for beginners and then kind of, like, you progress as you read the book, so it isn't all going to be wasted on someone that knows basically what they're doing. I mean, there'll be stuff for everybody in it. That's what it sounded like.
That's good.
One thing that, and this kind of came out, I've heard Lisa talk about it a little bit, and also came out when we interviewed Chris Coyer of Digging Into WordPress, which is also a good book. It's worth checking out, but a WordPress book. And this is another reason I would be scared to get involved with something like this, because, it's software that updates frequently. So you're writing a book which in 8 months' time is going to be outdated, at least in some way. So you're basically signing on to update a book. Probably they're going to be constantly working on this from now on. Like, once you finish it, even once you probably submit a chapter, you've got to keep up with what's going on to update that, in the future. That's going to be a lot of work. But it's cool what they're doing.
Someone's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to make Dummies books.
Right. Dummies for Dummies is going to be my book.
I'm surprised. No, never mind. We're not going to go down there. Also, in the past week, found out that BuddyPress.org, the website's traffic, tripled since last year. In October, I think it was. October of last year versus October this year. Site tripled, which... that's after having a good deal of traffic initially from launch, because it's only a couple years old.
Right.
Which seems to say, of course, BuddyPress is a collection of plugins to make sort of WordPress into more of a social platform. So it seems to speak toward the growing use of BuddyPress as a thing. Have you guys, now you guys have Ray and Justin, or sorry, Justin and Ray. I got to get that correct.
Yes.
You guys, I think, spent some time considering BuddyPress for your stuff. Now you guys are, it's a sort of a social platform for gamers, right?
Right.
Maybe talk, I mean, what, we did an interview with you guys where we talked a little bit about it, but I mean, what kind of decision-making processes did you go through when considering BuddyPress? Because I know in the end you borrowed some ideas but didn't adapt fully what they were doing.
I think some of the issues we had with BuddyPress, to be honest with you, is it's gotten a lot better about this recently as far as how easy it is to implement on your site.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we initially started, it wasn't very easy. There was kind of a lot of stuff you had to do to get it going up and running and, you know,
sure.
working on your themes and everything. Ultimately, I think the decision was made against it just because the things it does do well, but there are a lot of things it doesn't do. And to be honest with you, BBPress and forums and the way BuddyPress interacts with those was probably that was the nail in the coffin for us. Like,
sure.
Which I know BBPress is, you know, back on track again.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, we're kind of holding off on implementing a forum at WP Candy because we want to use BBPress. So we're following the development there pretty closely. It's being sort of remanufactured as a simple plugin rather than a full, you know, extra installation, which is probably what I might have had to guess was part of the reasons you didn't want to go down that road.
Well, yeah,
it would get pretty hairy pretty fast.
Yeah, it did when we first started doing stuff. It was just separate installations for it all was our main issue.
Right.
Yeah, and that's you know, so forums was ultimately one of the things that kind of killed BuddyPress for us. And
mm-hmm.
Sometimes it feels like it's almost too much. I think we had discussed this recently. They're trying to be too much like, you know, your own Facebook.
Right.
It's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is actually something that Justin and I haven't discussed yet, but something that came up with some feedback we've been getting is there's too many options.
Mm.
And it's a good thing we didn't put it in there because that would have been just more options for somebody to have to try and figure out what it is.
Right.
So it was really just a usability and then not, you know, not a great implementation of the forums that ultimately sent us packing.
Sure. Well, yeah, we were talking about it a little bit the other day. It seems like the best way to use BuddyPress is to start with BuddyPress.
Right.
And you know, I've worked with BuddyPress in different sites and projects over the past couple of years, and it's fine at the same. But the best way it feels like to utilize it to its full potential is to create, you know, a child theme off of the main BuddyPress theme and be prepared because it's still rapidly evolving in the way that WordPress initially was from like version 1 to 2. Things would
a lot of changes, and you know, when we consider starting GilPress, one of the things we liked about WordPress is that the project had become stable so we could successfully fork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas BuddyPress, it really is changing a lot.
Right, yeah. It's just it's a young software project.
It is a young software project. But, I mean, it has a lot of potential, and mm-hmm. that's not to say we won't reconsider or revisit the issue later.
Sure.
And the thing that scares me the most is just that. You know, we didn't build for it from the beginning. How complicated it will be to implement it later.
Yeah, it feels, I mean, it feels like it's more of an issue with me and how I like to implement new features, and that it runs counter to how sort of BuddyPress wants to do it. In that I am like, okay, let's build up a site and then start to weave in social features as they become relevant. Because starting a site with zero traffic and hey, sign up and start on a forum and you know have a profile doesn't seem like the right way to do it.
No.
So I always, you know, say hey, let's weave those in later and. Doing it kind of piece by piece with BuddyPress rather than like a child theme is just seems like you're kind of building yourself into a corner.
Yeah, you're generating a lot of workload.
Yeah, but a lot of people are using it.
It's yeah, I mean a lot of people are using it. I almost want to know how many
just over 600,000.
How many people download it just to try it and see what it's all about?
Sure.
And continue using it. Obviously, that statistic I don't know if that's logged anywhere.
If I had to guess, and I could be wrong on these dates, but just in the last year, like since last October, wasn't BuddyPress made possible for single WordPress installs?
Yes, that was recent.
I think it was just in the past.
It was recently because before you did have to set up Moo, and right. then you had
a year ago that would have not been Moo yet. That would have still been. That would have been Moo, now multi-site.
Right, and I think that was a big deterrent because people don't want to edit their htaccess files and set up, you know, subdomains and that stuff. So since they've removed that, it definitely, I think it's picked up quite a bit really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun as, I mean, it's built as a set of plugins, components, I think they call them,
yeah.
to add into it. It'll be, and maybe I just need to spend more time with it to see how to fit individual components in an easier way. Yeah, so it's exploded. It's big. It's good for everybody. So, next item on the news list is Akismet, which has updated their design for the first time in 5 years. I was surprised by this. We put up a story about it last week. I think it was like a Wednesday or Thursday announcement. Nothing huge. I think the same day as the food press, actually, might have been last Tuesday.
Huge to the Akismet, guys.
Huge to the Akismet. Well, I had just, I'd been subscribed. I think this was also one of their blog doesn't. We have sort of a sources list, an RSS list, where we kind of find out what's new, within WordPress. And we've been subscribed to it for a while, but there's not a whole lot of activity going on there because it's just sort of a service that works and does its thing. So I sort of definitely wasn't expecting a full redesign and, activity on their blog out of nowhere. You guys use Akismet, I would assume?
On Gilpress?
Yeah.
Actually, we do not.
I use it on my personal site.
Yeah, I use it on my personal site. I think, we have to purchase a developer's license. We're not going to try and skate by on for free.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, one of the reasons we don't use it is we don't... I guess we kind of do have any because we are getting some spam, but right now we're kind of waiting. I don't know... Maybe this is just, I guess you could say, stupidity on my part. I don't know how many big sites are using it, so I don't know how well it scales.
I see.
Which I'm sure it scales fine, because all the other automatic products do. But
sure.
I still have concerns as to how well it scales.
So yeah, we'll see. Me too.
I think most people, you brought up a good point, I think most people forget that there is even a commercial... side to Akismet, everybody right. downloads it and uses it on their blogs. But at the same time, even if you're using it for something that's not a personal blog, but something that is a commercial thing,
buy a license.
They do have a professional $5 a month for a single site. But it's not I've never heard a case of anybody being chased down by.
Well, no. We are moral, upstanding kind of people.
Yeah, I get
kind
that.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, clearly.
Us too.
But one of the concerns was, will it scale? Mm-hmm. Because I know that a lot of the work is done on their end, but there is still some processing that has to be done on your server.
Sure.
And we are already pushing it.
It's understandable. We have another nice counter.
Counters are awesome.
Showing the
everybody loves counters.
And this one goes up way faster.
Showing the spams zapped to date, which is one of the Akismet aggregates sort of all site spam statistics, and it's what is that. Billions, right? 19 billion?
Yeah. 500
million.
Does he do your guys' account?
Yeah.
Me?
You think you could
handle this number?
I doubt you guys billion. See a number that big. So it's
500. Oh. So true. 303,468 today alone.
545. 612. It's jumped climbing. By about...
Well, denied.
Yeah, I was going to say it jumps by about 50 every couple seconds.
And it proved you totally wrong.
Yeah. So everybody probably uses Akismet. It's probably worth taking a look at the redesign. It's definitely a big improvement. Actually, I looked at it. I was like, is that a Woo team?
I know. That's what I thought, too.
That's the first thing I thought of. But
it
seems
very,
to be
it's
originally
beautiful.
Designed and everything.
It's beautiful.
Though there will be a post up, I think, tomorrow. I don't know when you planned on posting it, but I wrote one about Dave Miller.
Yes.
The newest member. I bet he had something to do with this redesign.
There you go. So that'll be up.
He said, we can't have something from 5 years ago.
Hey, that's next week.
Oh, shit.
Oh no!
There goes the children's show.
Oh yeah, we gave up on that long ago.
It's gonna hit me after the podcast.
I think we gave up on about that. If we had to go back, I'm not sure which podcast it was, but it was at the point where he said, "Welcome, Guild Press guys." That was the part where we said, "Well, this is not going to be a family."
It's been downhill since, and I'm sorry.
Pretty much,
very much so.
Let our company bring your company down.
It had to be marked explicit. You know the. Buck Word Camp.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't actually part of the podcast until...
I was keeping it classy. That was beforehand.
And then we said, hey, that'd be funny if we started it with that.
And it was. I'd make a home and listen to it again.
Yeah, I think that was episode 4 or 5. I'm not sure.
It was...
Might have been 6.
Episode Kick-Ass is what it was.
Okay. Well... And the last bit of news, Envato has opened up sort of a WordPress showcase showing off their contributions and what they've done, which I wonder, so this is at wp.envato.com, which I kind of wonder, it comes across as, I mean, it's cool because they've done some awesome stuff, but it does come across as sort of a reminder / PR move, like, hey, just reminding you guys all the awesome stuff we've done.
Yeah, it's kind of like when Facebook is like, hey, look at all these open source projects we contribute to.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's pure PR.
Yeah.
but actually, there were some kind of nice tutorials on there. I mean, I kind of give them a look over.
Yeah, no, they have a lot of stuff they put up on their marketplaces. And they also, I think that was the first, the launch of that site was the first for the Option Tree plugin.
Yes.
Which is sort of a what's happening? I hate missing it.
Be glad you're missing.
The problem is that I'm over here focusing on a podcast and I'm missing all of the awesome activity going on.
First mistake, buddy.
I know. I messed up. But no, the Option Tree plugin, which we probably need to do a review of, but it's a sort of a way for quickly adding options or easily adding options to a theme or a plugin. That apparently they use on a lot of their ThemeForest themes. But yeah, so that site's up. Cool to see people reminding people of, God, I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of what's going on.
Part of Envato? Because I'm focused on the podcast now.
Yeah, I am too.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, so they're also doing a new thing. There's not a lot of details about it, but they are going to try to sponsor more WordCamp events, which is cool. I think I think a number of WordPress-related companies already kind of do this, so it's cool to see them jumping on board. They say they want to kind of do 12 a year, so one every month, initially starting with ones near where they are, which is Australia, and then kind of branching out. We need to find a way to get there.
Australia?
Let's do it.
It's going to be a long drive.
We'd get a boat.
If you follow Google Maps, you have to actually
kayak across the Pacific. It's actually if you put in like
you go to Hawaii, and then to Japan, and then to Australia.
The point is, there is a path. They will help you. Do you know? Has anybody ever actually tried to do that?
Like, I don't know.
You see them out there doing it, and then they pull up the paper, and they're like,
"I'm sure whoever it is, when they get like eaten by a shark or something, their family will sue Google." Like the lady who drove her car into a building because it told her to turn left.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like the office. Michael drives into the
car. Yeah, it is.
Well, if you can sue somebody for too hot coffee, then...
Right, yeah. I think...
Even though it was marked...
I was inspired by The Office. I think... I know you haven't noticed it yet, but I've been gradually putting, like, a quarter inside the handset of your phone. Every day. So it gets heavier and heavier, so you, like, strain to pick it up. Mm-hmm. But then I realize you guys never use your phone.
Nope.
But when I take the quarters out, you know, you'll like, strain, and you're going to, like, hit yourself in the head.
You're right.
That was on The Office, and I thought, that's brilliant.
The problem is that because we use it maybe once every 30 to 60 days,
and it's usually
you have to do
us.
It much more gradually.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, so basically a quarter every 2 months or
right, the last call you guys had was to us, even though we were...
That's not true. Steve called us.
Oh,
and yeah. Aaron,
you're not a favorite anymore.
He answered the. He's like, "This is Aaron," and then Steve asked for me, and Aaron said, "Hold on, let me see if I could find him." And put the phone down and just stared at me for a minute.
I had to gather myself before I could.
It would have been funny if you would have actually hit the hold button so you'd have to listen to the music.
He said if we had done that, we probably would have never got the phone. Like Steve again, we just hung up on him. We don't know how to use the phone.
Yeah, we don't know. And the reason that let me see if I can find Justin thing is so funny, is our office is actually pretty small.
It is.
So we sit kind of back to back when we're in there.
And I think next time we need to have like Eric sing one of his ditties.
So you don't actually go to hold, you just go beep, and then he goes, "I'm here to sing you a song." And just see how long you can keep him on it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Just think about everything.
Put his name into it. Steve.
I think he'd enjoy it.
I think it would too. Time for everyone's favorite part of the podcast.
Yes.
And go.
Email. It's email time, and I've made my choice. I'm gonna read your email in a funny voice. Yeah.
And that's the part where I play the
because of the magic of podcasting.
Now awesome stuff just happened. You could mark the okay. So this is where, Eric, I'll hand the floor over to you. I think we have one email.
Excellent.
Seems very legitimate.
It definitely doesn't seem faked at all.
Wow.
He can go for that one.
All right. Well, we've got our first non-spam email.
We'll do it. You mean they're not trying to get your money this time?
No.
Well, maybe she is.
Akbak and his Dubai and buddies did not win.
Akbak forgot. Oshkosh.
Double rubbles.
Yeah.
And this actually comes from one of my big fans, apparently. J-Girl out there wants me to read this. And actually, I guess her online name is J-Girl. Her real name is Miss Courtney.
Which
so Miss Courtney. Yeah, exactly. Well, it definitely
clearly,
does.
One goes straight into the other.
So as promised, I'm going to go ahead and read this in a different voice.
In her voice? Can't wait to hear the voice.
Jesus, I'm just going to read it as if I'm just one of the bitches, you know, just sitting around. I'm just like, okay, from Courtney. Please read this email on the podcast. Like, totally. I just had my 24th birthday, and that would make this birthday amazing. OMG. I've been listening to WP Candy for a while now, and I have a confession. This is where it gets good. Gets good. Earmuffs the youngins. Eric, you have a very, 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 very sexy voice.
I don't think that's what that says.
How many berries were there?
I
don't
think. 14 berries.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, no, we didn't mean to throw you off.
Jesus, guys, just stop. I don't think the podcast would be the same without you. Well, duh, Courtney.
Duh.
Are you kidding me? No. Please promise that you'll never leave. Love, Courtney. Courtney, I promise you, I will never, ever leave. I do accept images in my emails.
That just opened a new can of worms. That's a whole other segment that has to be done.
Dude, feel free to...
Yes,
so please send me... Send me more emails.
More emails. So, yes, you can send emails to podcast@wpcandy.com to have them read by Eric. Just like that.
Exactly like
that. You sound like Mr. Slave.
Mr. Slave, yeah. Maybe he's my favorite character.
What I've learned from Mail Time with Eric, or whatever that segment's called.
Whatever it's called.
Is that Eric... has trouble reading.
Did I miss a sentence?
No, you didn't. But the embellishment of the sentence, I loved. Like,
it worked out.
It wasn't a negative thing.
Talk to Courtney. She put 14 berries.
It's just a reality.
She really likes you.
Very, very.
And you know how that? You know how we know that's not real? There are no females that listen to this podcast. No, I don't think that's.
Oh, you're just alienating part of your audience.
You, I would be shocked if they.
Prove if that's wrong, really the case, I retract
why would they
my
not
image
send
comment
at this point. After that.
And if you are male, please do not send images.
And with that, with that proud moment of programming, get into our WordPress picks. This is the part of the show where each of us highlights a WordPress thing, whether it's a theme, a plugin, a book, a website that we think other people should check out. Everybody have one this week? Vela, do you have one?
The highlighter. The highlighter is,
all right.
Is big time, I think.
That's a good pick.
That's good. Where'd you come up with that?
I don't know. I heard about it some stupid podcast.
Really, it's funny that you heard about it here since you wrote about it a week ago. That's fun. That's good.
I outsource it. Fiverr.
You shouldn't have content for you right now.
Oh, boy. All right. Highlighter. That's a highlighter.com. Ray, nice. Do you have a pick?
I do. It's Any Font.
Any Font. Is that a plugin?
It is. It's a plugin. It lets you use TrueType or OpenType. Basically, anywhere on your site without actually, you know, having to do all the work of getting those fonts. So it lets you use any font you want, and even if the person doesn't have it, no big thing.
So it makes it easy for people to use Comic Sans.
Oh, I never thought about that.
I got a pick now, too. That sounds like a worthwhile plugin. As long as you can get terrible. How about Wingdings? Can you get that one in there?
Ooh, you know what?
That's what I'm changing my font to. Yeah, Impact. Yeah. I used to work Wingdings. For someone who used Impact.
For everything?
Everything.
I worked for somebody who would send all emails in the diploma font. I can't think of the name of it.
Papyrus?
No, not
was
Papyrus.
Was it like
that's
a script?
A terrible...
Yeah, that's another awful one.
That used to be my favorite. It seriously was.
No, it's the one that like you see on the back of like certain cars that ride low to the ground with dark tinted windows and their last name in white letters.
Don't do it. We're so close.
I didn't do it. I just said that's what the font. He used to send all his emails in that font, and I'd be like, "Are you kidding me?" I have to like copy and paste his message into Notepad so I could actually read the damn thing. So please don't use this plugin for evil.
Yeah, it's actually I think with all the font stuff, there's probably very few people that actually will use it in good ways.
Yeah,
like,
maybe
I expect these things to be.
I shouldn't have said it. You're right.
Well, it's just like the highlighter thing. It can be used for evil, but
first.
First, but it's written in papyrus.
Yeah. No one know Bella did it.
Oh.
Hey, I didn't go down that other road, though.
Let's bring it.
It's all right, Bella. Tonight. Papyrus.
Pound it and explode it.
Stop it. No, I papyrus is like the, in the Midwest at least, it's like the unofficial church font. You see it everywhere.
Yeah, it is. Like, how does that, like, communicate? We're a church. That says, like.
It's like, because it's like.
You know, like the naked dude doesn't, you know. push
alienating
that idea
women.
At all.
Alienating half the world.
Oh, we went there.
Yep.
Next.
Slash, save us from this. Do you have a pick?
Yes, I do, actually. This week, I do. Also, something that I wrote about that you'll see here sooner or later on the site.
Mm-hmm.
Blackbird Pie.
Oh,
plugin.
That is a plugin. Yes.
Yeah.
Good one.
I thought it was pretty simple. Something that, I mean, I obviously understood it. So, it very simple. Allows you to take your tweets and put them on your blog without having to paste images
like
URLs.
Like your @/tweets. And
exactly.
And
it go to directly in their wonderful and glorious form.
Yeah. All your tweets are belong to us.
Have you been updating Sirlash?
I did about the Patriots not too long ago.
On the Pats.
I keep the fans happy.
I do. I gotta get back into my tweeting groove. If I could get over 20 followers this week, I promise you, I will tweet.
I think a direct message to everyone, 20 people. A message that...
All 20 of you will get a tweet a day for the following week. Directed to you in your loveliness.
See, now the nice part about having you know, 20 or under 20 followers is it's really easy for you to double the amount that you have. like yeah. easy growth.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Big things can happen for you very quickly.
Shit, I'm gonna be busy though if I get over 20. That's okay. 20 a day.
That. You're gonna have to quit your job.
I know.
With great power.
No, I think this. I think this Blackbird Pi plugin. So I think the context it came from initially was they implemented on WordPress.com, I think.
Yes. Right? Yep. Yeah, it was.
And I think I remember with the new VaultPress page, they have a testimonial page they put up a couple weeks ago that I think is using this, because I was looking at the VaultPress testimonial page, and it has a bunch of tweets that people have said about them mm-hmm. in that format.
I thought it was a pretty simple, good idea. Nope.
And a well-written post.
And a great written post. Only second to that of Highlighter.
Yeah, there it is.
Of course.
That like they do yeah, they do it in like the format cool. of, so it's not actual. And the so the nice part about this plugin is you, instead of like taking screenshots of the tweet, which is what almost everybody does if they're putting it in.
And it brings in the backgrounds and stuff. I didn't even know that.
I'm not sure this is the default implementation, though. I don't know that. Well, maybe it does. Because now looking at the screenshots in the plugin page. Maybe that is how it works.
That'd be pretty BA.
Vela, get this plugin installed on our sites.
I'm on it.
Slack it.
Beep, boop, beep. Very good pick, Eric.
That was a great pick. Great job.
Thanks, Twitter guys. Related.
Way better than...
I think you should pound it and explode it and then do something
pound it,
else.
Pound it and explode it.
You know what happens when it happens.
No, Justin, do you have...
I don't have anything.
No picks this week?
No.
Alrighty. That's okay. That's, as long as we can cover over that.
Cover over the being what picks.
I do have a pick, and it's actually a really, really simple one, but it's one that we started using the past couple weeks that I think is helpful. And, you know, the best plugins are the ones that don't add a ton of stuff.
Don't say sitemap generator. I swear to God, that's my pick for next week.
No, the one that I have is called... dashboard scheduled posts. So we've in the past couple of weeks upped our posting rate to somewhere between 10 and 20 a day, usually every couple hours. And so we've been scheduling a lot of posts as we write them, so that every couple hours a new one goes up. And the WordPress dashboard gives you a couple of kind of widgets to show you information about your site, but what it doesn't have by default is a list of scheduled posts. So this one, again, really, really simple. It just gives you a scheduled post, what do they call them, widgets or whatever they are that you can turn on the dashboard, and it'll show you, it'll give you a list now of these are how many posts you have scheduled. And so it's kind of nice validation, I guess, when we've got, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 posts scheduled, and you see a big list of them. You see the list of recent drafts sink down as the scheduled posts line back up. So one of those little joys.
That's pretty cool.
Dashboard schedule posts is on the .org directory. I think all of these are, and all of these have been free, which is good.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Money in your pocket. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And
Theme Finder. Use it.
Oh, yeah. We made a thing. It can help you find other things.
Can you make a plugin finder?
Can you make a shut the heck up?
There's your
just
answer.
Kidding. All I actually started using stuff from last week. I put prototype up on my site.
Oh, yeah?
I like it.
He did, yeah. That's right. I forgot you did that. I've been actually using a lot of the plugins that have been suggested here as well.
Mm-hmm. I tried getting date and nice tone, but I can't figure out how to make it work with prototype yet.
Mm. We'll work on that.
Yeah, the nice part with... I don't know, I like the plugins that are only a couple hundred lines long, because then I can actually just read through them and find how it works without, you know, some of the more in-depth ones, if it's
right.
18 files and hundreds of thousands of lines of code, I'm probably never going to...
Well, really, and the other thing is, like, a lot of the plugins I've heard mentioned, I've known about, but hearing somebody else is using them, like, that makes it so I'm like, okay, I guess I'll give it a try.
Social validation.
Social validation. Oh, my God.
You're making Lash angry.
I know. Ever since Plugin Finder, he's been giving me this look.
Oh, yeah, no. So themefinder.wpcandy.com. It's cool. Helps you find themes visually.
It's
hope
BA.
You, hope you've checked it out already.
I use it.
You should.
I use it.
And we should thank Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Chandler at WPTavern.com has started up his podcast, WordPress Weekly, again. And we listened in the other day. He had a nice It's called The Return, new podcast, with an interview at the end, or like half of it's kind of the new podcast back, and half of it's an interview with Brad Williams. Of what is going on? I'm trying to podcast.
You're not allowed to be part of this. You just do podcast.
I'm over here. There's games happening.
Ryan's not
going to
be professional. Web I'll take over.
There's shenanigans.
Yeah, we brought it up because he did kind of, I guess, if we're sticking with the religious undertones of the podcast, he blessed our podcast.
He did. Thank you.
Which is cool because he has probably the longest running WordPress podcast in the interwebs.
Glad to hear it's back. On a web zone. Did give it a listen?
Yeah. It's. I mean, well, you know, if nothing else, there's at least 2 minutes praising us, so there's plenty to listen to there.
We love that.
But no, and a good interview with, as I was trying to get out before, the shenanigans with Brad Williams, author of Professional WordPress, as well as the organizer of WordCamp Philly from a week or two ago. And that's a good interview. We need to actually get him on a video interview soon. Gotta do it. Well, did you have anything else, Bella?
Oh, if you're done being unprofessional.
That's what I do.
But thank you, Jeff. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Look forward to more. We'll have to get a few of our crew on your podcast at some point, Jeff. I think that would...
I think Justin and I would destroy your podcast.
We should be on there.
I think Gilpress could take it to a whole new level.
Down a level. Never mind, Jeff. This would just destroy what you built.
Yeah. Some jingles.
Lashes the jingle machine over here. Which we actually, oddly enough, called him that before he was actually making jingles for the podcast. We just called him the jingle machine. It just made sense.
Spitball jingle.
Let's hear one.
Please don't.
Alright. Put something together for Ryanimal next week.
Okay.
See, I said this so fast there, it kind of sounded like just Ryanimal.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is my name.
I know, that's what I said. What did you hear?
So this is where we devolve to nothing and we have to end it before it just goes on and on and on. You can...
We should have a beatbox.
Comment about our podcast on the site at wpcandy.com. You can also review and star us in iTunes. We appreciate it.
Please do that.
And
should I make
or should
threats
we follow
again?
Everyone?
No threats. No We're done with threats. Okay. We just appreciate follow? The... Oh, and send emails to podcast@wpcandy.com. We want to know what you guys think of what we're doing here.
Even if they hate us.
Especially that.
Right.
And follow Sir Lash.
Follow Sir Lash.
For a personalized message for the whole week.
Only if I get over 20. I have to have over 20.
That's a tall request. I don't think we can hit that. So I'm on Twitter at Ryan Immel.
I'm on Twitter at Justin B. Vella.
At Sir Lash.
He's at Ray Angel.
You always correct me. Why?
I can't stand it.
Maybe know. I'm at Ray Angel.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose as long as each Twitter handle gets out, then...
Yep, there we go.
You need to give your account to him. You don't use Twitter anyway. You need to give your account.
I used it the other day to post NFL fame. I saw it.
How about you, Rao?
I pounded
and Justin Rao.
It was nice.
All right.
Rarely gets used, but go ahead and follow.
Yeah. Ryan, where can we follow you?
At Ryan Immel, I already said it. As well as at WP Candy, which is where all the best WordPress stuff happens.
The best
on the planet.
All
right, keep paying attention. We've got a lot of awesome stuff coming up this month, and we're looking forward to talking about it. And hopefully we can next Monday. We'll see you then.
Oh, wait.
What?
We forgot about WordCamp Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah. This weekend... This weekend, I will be going on my lonesome to WordCamp MSP,
which is
Minneapolis St. Paul, to speak about WordPress multisite. WordPress people, other WordPress people aside from you four.
At Best Buy headquarters.
Yeah, it should be fun. So I don't know, probably gonna, maybe I'll try to get some stuff done while I'm there interview wise to put up on the show afterwards.
Probably. You'll most certainly get more done without us than
I sure will. Probably. Yeah. Detroit, yeah, we did not accomplish a whole lot.
Yeah.
We aside ate a lot of double rubbles.
Aside from destroying our bodies a bit. So it'll be good. It'll be good to feel professional on the trip.
Get that out of your system.
I'm wearing a bandana.
Bye.
Catch you guys Monday.
Peace.
Bye, guys.